Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
EFZ chairperson acknowledges political influence has compromised the church. Zaka raises concern over erratic power supply despite energy investments. And Uganda's 2026 presidential race heats up. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. Evangelical for Zambia AFZ board chairperson Paul Mususu has acknowledged that political interference has compromised the role of the church and weakened the stance of some clergy. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Bishop Mususu said politics has increasingly influenced the church, resulting in divisions among the clergy on key national issues affecting Zambians, such as the death of former President Edgar Lungu. Yes, it is true that the church has been compromised, especially on matters of politics, but there's need for the clergy to overcome this, said Bishop Mususu. He urged church leaders to return to sound doctrine and biblical principles, which he emphasized are the foundation of an uncompromised church. Bishop Mususu further called for unity and integrity among church leaders, stressing that only a principled and independent church can effectively guide society and hold leaders accountable.
I think to deny it is not correct. To embrace it, it must also be correct in a sense that we are mindful of some of the church that is still standing. So I've said even to politicians, and in fact I know that politicians know us better. They know those who are compromised. They know those they can seek and be given help. They know. I think I can safely say that the politicians know us better.
Nyimba Member of Parliament Minyan Zulu has urged parents not to shy away from disciplining their children out of fear of violating human rights. Mr. Zulu said there's need to strike a balance between protecting the rights of children and allowing parents to instill discipline, which he argued is essential for moral upbringing. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, the lawmaker noted that some parents have become hesitant to correct their children because of the rights children are entitled to under various laws and conventions. He warned that this situation poses a risk to the moral fabric of society. The moral decay that the nation is experiencing is attributed to the lack of discipline among children, said Mr. Zulu. He called on parents to embrace responsible parenting while ensuring that discipline is exercised in a matter that promotes growth and respect without infringing on children's rights.
Even the Bible allows a person, a parent, to discipline the kid. There's no way the Bible says you're not to be, discipline your kid. So if the Bible allows us to discipline the kids, what happens to the so-called human rights organizations? Today, if I had to whip my kid, you know that my kid will walk into police and say that I've been abused by my dad, I've been beaten, assaulted, and I'll be sent to jail. Because these groupings in Lusaka who are paid by the so-called human rights organization, they'll fight that. So I think as a parliamentarian again, maybe it's time we also need to move.
The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed concern over the continued erratic power supply in the country, despite what it says are massive government investments in the energy sector. This follows an announcement by ZESCO Limited that beginning 17th August 2025, electricity supply would be restricted to 5 hours daily due to maintenance works at Mamba Collieries. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, ZACA Executive Director Juba Sakala questioned why significant investments in the energy sector have not translated into improved power supply. It is so unfortunate that despite all the investments, there hasn't been any improvement regarding power supply, which leaves nothing to be desired, said Mr. Sakala. He further expressed concern that load shedding appears to be worsening and wondered why ZESCO continues continues to rely heavily on Mamba collieries for electricity generation. Mr. Sakala urged the utility company to invest in establishing its own power plants, warning that overdependence on a private company poses risks to national energy security. Saka Water Supply and Sanitation Company has intensified efforts to address the capital city's long-standing water supply and sanitation challenges through immediate interventions, institutional reforms, and long-term investment planning. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Colin Zenzavu says the company has developed both a water supply investment master plan and a sanitation master plan for Lusaka province, targeting 100% service coverage by 2035. Mr. Nzavu said that the plans are being rolled out through annual operational frameworks and strategic projects aimed at expanding access and improving reliability. Under the Lusaka Sanitation Program, the company has undertaken major works, including the relocation of sewer pipelines near Parliament Motel and Mass Media, a project now 80% complete, said Mr. Nzafu in a statement issued to RCV News and Lusaka today. He said that sewer lines in Desai and Kaunda Square have also been upgraded, while Chipata and Kanyama Level 1 hospitals have been connected to the sewer system to eliminate reoccurring sanitation risks. Mr. Nzavu said that on water supply, the company is drilling boreholes in various constituencies, including 24 boreholes across Lusaka province and an additional 20 in Matero and Kanyama. In Garden Park, a 4.8-kilometer water network and a 350-cubic-meter elevated tank have been completed, providing more than 400 household connections, said Mr. Nzavu. In African news, the 2026 presidential campaign in Uganda is officially underway as both the ruling party and leading opposition forces take landmark steps. On August 19, the National Resistance Movement unveiled President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni as its candidate for the January 2026 election. His official campaign portrait was reviewed by senior party figures Alhaji Moses Ngo and Richard Todwang, signaling the beginning of the campaign period. As anticipation builds, Museveni's campaign promises continuity, stability and development, while the opposition is mounting a vigorous challenge, rallying for a new era in Uganda's political landscape. Coming up shortly, Israel calls up 60,000 reservists ahead of planned Gaza City offensive. This and for more, stay tuned.
The first case of HIV in Zambia was reported in 1984, and since then, HIV has continued to spread in the country. And today, Zambia is amongst the country's hardest hit by the HIV and AIDS pandemic. HIV and AIDS shortens life, spoils plants, destroys families, kills adults, young people, as well as babies. About 15.6% of Zambians aged between 15 and 49 are infected with HIV. Plan for your future. Avoid HIV infection.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The Israeli military says it is calling up to about 60,000 reservists ahead of a planned ground offensive to capture and occupy all of Gaza City. A military official said the reservists would report for duty in September and that most of the troops mobilized for the offensive would be active duty personnel. They